Fifth Meditation of the Holy Spirit, the Joy.
Lietare Jerusalem, et conventum facite.
Beloved Holy Spirit, one of the most wonderful gifts that you can make grow in us as fruit is joy. That joy which, like love, makes everything easier and overcomes the weight of the earth, which so often weighs on us. A joy which is spiritual and which, when the other person is not closed off, can give him a ray of light and some comfort. Your friend St. Paul even tells us to rejoice all the times in Philippians 4:4. Joy, then, is not only a reaction to the reception of pleasant earthly goods or particularly beautiful circumstances that fills our hearts, but Paul speaks of joy as an everlasting state, a basic mood of the heart that lasts even when circumstances become difficult and our soul should actually be grieved. By this, O Holy Spirit, we cannot then mean that joy which comes and goes and is all too short-term. Nor can it be that mood that comes more from a happy nature of an optimistic mind. But what joy is meant, then? The scriptures explain this lasting joy. I keep Yahweh before me always, for with him at my right hand nothing can shake me. So my heart rejoices, my soul delights, my body too will rest secure. It's written in Psalm 16 from 8 to 9. And in John 15:10 to 11, if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my own joy may be in you and your joy be complete.
Cantate Domino, Canticum Novum, qui mirabilia fecit.
This joy, which can always remain, therefore, dear Holy Spirit, comes from you. It is a unity with you that bears fruit in the form of joy, and it is the joy of Jesus in our hearts that makes joy complete. Then, O Holy Spirit, all people who sincerely try to serve God should be filled with joy. This would be very attractive and a wonderful condition for the spreading of the gospel. But it is not unusual to see Christians who do not seem to be joyful at all, perhaps even grumpy or not really rejoicing, or who simply succumb to many modes to live continuously in that joy of which Jesus speaks. Perhaps we feel in the same way, Holy Spirit. Normally we should live in joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. What, then, can we do with other feelings that contradict joy and with certain gloomy moods of our soul? What to do with the inner emptiness that we are tempted to fill with false and unnecessary, in the worst case, even sinful contents? Holy Spirit, you are ready to touch these feelings and moods with yourself, if you bring them to you, and do not forget it. We must perceive them and call upon you, for we do not speak into emptiness or give ourselves illusions in order to fool ourselves or to calm ourselves down. No, our Heavenly Father, together with Jesus, has sent you, so that you may be our light and consolation, and our inner teacher, to whom we can entrust everything. Because you yourself are God, you also know the depth of our soul and want to penetrate her with your light. But you do not simply do it without us asking you, without us opening our heart to you, without distancing ourselves from the dull sensations and turning to the light. But this is how it will be, and if we have patience, we will notice that our gloomy moods will diminish, that we will more quickly distance ourselves from those thoughts that leave us in darkness. Then the joy that comes from God will also spread more easily in us, and that, Holy Spirit, is then your wonderful work in our soul.
Laetatus hominisque dicta sunt mihi, in domum Domini ibi imbue.